This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Who is Pope Francis? That's the question we've been asking local Catholics all this week before Easter. And it's a question that Joanne Kunin recently tackled in an essay she wrote for her parish's bulletin or newsletter. It seems fitting to end our series on the Francis Effect with her. I spoke with Kunin in the offices of the Church of St. Ignatius Loyola on the Upper East Side, where she's been director of religious education for 20 years. She, like many, is smitten with the Pope. She wrote, "He speaks to the world as few leaders do, as one human family that should come together."
I feel that the last two popes, you know, I felt stifled. So I just found that Francis is a breath of fresh air.
I noticed from the bulletin that St. Ignatius Loyola has hosted a lot of discussions around Francis. His papacy seems to have really struck a sympathetic chord in your parish, putting aside the fact that the priests who run St. Ignatius and Pope Francis belong to the same order, the Society of Jesus. Why is Francis so exciting to you and your fellow parishioners?
I just think that he is starting at a different place. It doesn't feel as restrictive. He is asking us to be open. Now, there are things that will never change, but there's a tone in which you say it. And I felt that, you know, we've lost that sympathetic, merciful, compassionate tone, you know, and I believe that we are in a world that's hurting, terribly hurting. And, you know, this Pope will be able to kind of make us look at what the Gospels really are saying, you know, and not trying to fit everybody in this little, this little box that has a lid on it. People enter our church at one point, one stage, one level. And our job as people who work in a parish is to stretch them, take them where they are, and to stretch them.
How is Pope Francis stretching you, and how is that different from the way Pope Benedict and Pope John Paul II stretched you? Or didn't you feel stretched?
This is being taped, so no. I was more frustrated.
Well, why wasn't that a stretching for you? If you feel yourself more liberal and JP2 and Benedict were coming from a more conservative bent.
Maybe because I do work with children. It was not, you know, I didn't think that it was the message that we should be giving children, because if we don't help you get a foundation that is truly rooted in a love and a mercy and fighting for the poor, we call it charity and justice. We are very charitable, but are we just?
And yet the agenda for more than 25 years coming from John Paul II and Benedict, especially with their emphasis on abortion, has been, if we are not a voice for the most vulnerable and voiceless in our society, you know, then where do we go from there?
What I feel is what they've done is, especially the United States, if they have left that voice to the politicians. We're not hearing from the church. So how do we get back to what the message is? How do you respect life in a world that doesn't?
For all the Pope's popularity, he's still over there in Rome, and he's a distant leader for many American Catholics. What advice do you have for Catholics who are dissatisfied or disappointed with the pastoral care they're getting at home?
There are a lot of churches in it, and I always say to people, go to every church. Until you find where you feel welcome. Yes, alternative is to walk out. Well, I'm not going to walk out with God. To me, sometimes that's the chicken way out. No. Well, maybe also what it means for us is, how do we as the lay people change it? And I'm not saying that, you know, I like everything. I mean, first of all, I'm a woman in the Catholic Church. You know, I don't like everything. But what you do is, how do you work with it? You're not going to have it all perfect. But there is enough that you can pull from, you know, enough that you can see that, okay, this gives me hope. Until, you know, I don't know what that question mark is. I always tell them, I don't have a crystal ball. Sorry, guys. I don't know what heaven looks like. Not there yet. So I don't have the crystal ball, but I just feel that Francis has given maybe the liberals, and I hate to use titles, but maybe those that, you know, were just finding it a little too hard, a little bit more hope that things can change.
Joanne Kanin has been the director of religious education at the Church of St. Ignatius Loyola on Park Avenue and East 84th Street for the last 20 years. Our conversations this week before Easter on the Francis Effect continues online. Find our other interviews in this series and share your thoughts on Pope Francis's one-year-old papacy on our website, wnyc.org.